What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to the Forex Beginner Podcast. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Listen, man, I am extremely, I'm not going to say excited, but I am pumped up to say the least. I'm ready, man. I am ready. This is going to be a year of continued growth as 2023 was. We are now, I'm like a few months away from approaching my fourth year as a Forex trader. I'm happy that I'm still excited. I'm still ambitious. I'm still expecting something big. Just like the first day I got introduced to the skill set. And that for me is phenomenal, because how you know that you really, really are made for something is that hunger, that joy, that desire to pursue. It's like a lion every morning when it's hunting time. You know what I mean? That desire arises and you get out there in that jungle and you go get some food and you bring it home, right? You go hunt some food down as a lion and you bring it home, right? It's the same feeling I felt when I first got introduced and I first saw what this skill set can do. It's the same feeling I feel right now as I'm entering into a new year, and in a couple months, in a few months, I will hit 4 years on my journey as a trader. I'm excited, man. And I hope you are excited too, whether this is day one, week two, year one, year 20, it doesn't matter. Wherever you are, if you still got that hunger, if you still got that desire inside to chase, to go after, you have found purpose, my friend. I believe I found that purpose, and I believe you found that purpose. Before we get into today's episode, I want to share with you what we're going to talk about today. The journey is all about he who will endure to the end. I want you to remember that. He who will, or she who will, endure to the end, they will win. Let's thank our sponsors, and let's get into today's episode. Let's go.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You're listening to the Forex Beginner Podcast with Calvin the New Trader. On this podcast, you'll get daily motivation, encouragement, and Forex trading tips as Calvin the New Trader shares his journey with you.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy, Calvin, the New Trader, checking in for a new year, a new day, and we are ready. This is the Forex Beginner Podcast, bringing you that daily inspiration, motivation, and trading tips as you work your way to becoming a consistently profitable trader. My name is Calvin, the New Trader. This is the Forex Beginner Podcast. Welcome, welcome, and welcome. This is the number one daily podcast for new beginner and developing traders, bringing that motivation, bringing that inspiration, and I'm happy that you are here with me today. I'm a little bit under the weather. You may hear it in my voice or you may not, but man, I'm excited. I said I wasn't going to say excited, but I'm pumped. All right. I'm pumped and I'm ready, man. I'm telling you the excitement, and I'm trying not to use that word, but listen, man, the same feeling I had when I first started, it is still there. And I would dare to say it's even more intense. Like, I have been extremely bored this past weekend. Like, I've literally just been watching TV, watching Netflix, watching the kids play. I was playing my son's PlayStation, like literally bored because the market's closed. You know what I mean? And just waiting for this holiday season to pass so I can get back in this market. All right. I'm excited. I'm pumped up, and I hope you are today. But what I want to share with you today is it's amazing to me how God just uses everyday scenarios and he allows me to pull a piece of motivation for my trading journey out of it. So I'm actually setting up some new equipment here in my trading room, also the place where I record this audio podcast that you're listening to right now. And I'm setting up some equipment, and I was taking down this background this green screen background. And these green screen backgrounds, they are supposed to fold into this circular shape, and then you can put it into a bag when you're finished with it. And so I was having a hard time figuring out how to fold this thing, right? So I watched like 4 or 5 different YouTube videos, and I found myself starting to get frustrated, and I found myself starting to get angry. And I noticed that that feeling that I was feeling is literally the same feeling that I feel when the market rejects me, when I lose a trade, when trades are not working, when the setup looks great, but the trade goes in the opposite direction. It was literally that same feeling, right? As I'm trying to fold this green screen, I'm trying to fold this background, right? And then it hit me, right? And everything that is a impactful, just, it's God, you know, like whenever I get those epiphanies, those moments where it's like I'm having an outer body experience, I know it's the Holy Spirit talking to me. And I could hear in my spirit a subtle voice say, "Calvin, keep going. You will get it." And so I go to the next video, and literally this next guy explains it perfectly. And I do what he says do, and boom, it folds perfectly. And I put it in the bag, and I'm like, yo, that's amazing. So what I want to tell you today, in terms of your Forex journey, in terms of your trading endeavor, you growing as a trader, you wanting to be able to tap into how to multiply your money using literally your mind, being able to create an additional stream of income that could potentially allow you to start living life instead of waking up every day just going to work just to try to survive, or doing things just to try to survive. When you're on this journey, he who endures to the end will win. And just like I saw when I was trying to fold up this green screen, right? I'm trying to put this thing in the bag. I went through 4 or 5 videos, couldn't get it. All I had to do was keep going. Like if I would have gave up and just walked out of the office, you know what I mean? Like I probably would have never got that thing down. I probably would have had to just throw it in the closet and just leave it in there. But he who endures to the end, and I'm telling you, like, I know it gets frustrating on the journey. I know, but the key is you got to keep going. A lot of times we have strategies that we learn and, you know, we trade them for a week. We trade them for 2 weeks. We trade them for 3 weeks, right? And it's like we're losing, or we're going back and forth. We win and then we lose. We win and then we lose. We don't give it enough time. You know what I mean? Like we don't give doing something over and over again enough time until we can actually see the benefits of it. So I'm here to tell you that he or she that endures to the end, you will win. And it's like, I'm just seeing it and I'm excited. I'm excited because, and I know I said I wasn't going to say excited, but it is what it is. It is what it is. I'm excited because I know what God's going to do. And like, I just feel like coming into this year, I know what doesn't work for me and I know what will work. And that's just staying consistent. Keep doing the same thing. Just do it, Calvin. Just do it. Just like, don't worry. Like, take your emotions out of it. Just keep going. Keep going. And you will make it. In the end, you're going to make it, Calvin. And so I just want to share that with you today. You got to just keep going. Keep trading. Don't change nothing. Keep taking the setup. Keep going. Don't give up. Use proper risk management. Remember what I've always said in this episode. Excuse me. Remember what I've always said in this podcast, on these podcast episodes. I've always said you got to outlast the market. So if you got to take your risk down, take your risk down. It's about consistency. All right. Don't worry about, oh, man, if I only risk this amount, I'm only going to make that amount. And then it's going to take me forever to pass the prop firm challenge. It's going to take me forever to make this certain amount of money. Don't think about that because you're working on building consistency. So once you find your consistency, you know you can catch long strings of winners. It's about managing those losers. That's the key. So ladies and gentlemen, man, as we get pumped, as we get ready for this new year, I want to challenge you, man. I want to challenge you. I want to challenge you to endure till the end. Endure till the end. I want to challenge you to do that. Will you do that with me today? Will you endure to the end with me today? I'll catch you on tomorrow's episode of the Forex Beginner Podcast. It's your boy Calvin, a new trader. Listen, I got a couple resources I want to share with you guys. Journaling your trades is very important. So you need to make sure that you are documenting your trades, your wins, your losses. make sure you're documenting that so you can look at that data in moments when you're feeling emotional, when you're feeling like, oh, I'm going to get a new strategy, or man, I see this trader online making all his money, I'm going to go do what they're doing. No. Journal your trades. Look at your data so you can review it, right? So you can monitor your progression. If you don't want to write it down and, you know, like track it that way, you can do it digitally. There is a software. There's a link in the description. Check the link in the show notes of this podcast episode. It says Calvin's Recommended Trading Journal. You can check that out. It's an automatic system where literally you hook up your demo account, you hook up your personal account, and every time you take a trade, it's going to record, it's going to journal all your trade data for you, and it's going to give you different analytics. It's going to give you different suggestions on your trading. So it'll tell you what days are your best days, what weeks are your best weeks, what days you tend to lose, what pairs you tend to lose most on. It's going to give you all of that data so you ain't got to worry about writing it down. It can all be on this software for you, well laid out, well put out, so you can see it, review it, and most of all, be able to look at the data to perfect and just stay consistent in your behavior. All right. So, hey, it's your boy Calvin, the New Trader. I look forward to running into you at the bank one day, but you cannot meet me there. You got to beat me there. When Calvin pulls up to that bank, you should already be walking out, duffel bag on your shoulder, big smile on your face. That's my way of saying we all are going to be successful. Till next time, God bless you. Take care. And I will holler at you later. Peace.